For Thursday, July 23rd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Thursday. I'm Pastor Patrick. If this happens to be your first time joining us, we do a devotion every day as written by Oswald Chambers in his very famous devotion, My Utmost for His Highest. Yesterday, we found ourselves looking at the idea of sanctification as explained in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. This morning, we stay with that idea of sanctification, except we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Grab your Bible, open with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, find verse 26, and I'm going to start reading there. This is what the Word of God teaches. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, Sanctification. And this is what he wrote. The life side. The mystery of sanctification is that the perfections of Jesus Christ are imparted to me, not gradually, but instantly, when by faith I enter into the realization that Jesus Christ has made unto me sanctification. Sanctification does not mean anything less than the holiness of Jesus being made mine manifestly. The one marvelous secret of a holy life lies not in imitating Jesus, but in letting the perfections of Jesus manifest themselves in my mortal flesh. Sanctification is Christ in you. It is his wonderful life that is imparted to me in sanctification and imparted by faith as a sovereign gift of God's grace. Am I willing for God to make sanctification as real in me as it is in his word? Sanctification means the impartation of the holy qualities of Jesus Christ. It is his patience, his love, his holiness, his faith, his purity, his godliness that is manifested in and through every sanctified soul. Sanctification is not drawing from Jesus the power to be holy. It is drawing from Jesus the holiness that was manifested in him, and he manifests it in me. Sanctification is an impartation, not an imitation. Imitation is on a different line. In Jesus Christ is the perfection of everything, and the mystery of sanctification is that all the perfections of Jesus are at my disposal, and slowly and surely I begin to live a life of ineffable order and sanity and holiness kept by the power of God. Again, I want to thank you for joining today's devotion. I would encourage you to go back and read the verse from yesterday on sanctification, which was 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Maybe even re-listen to that devotion, and then listen to this one again. They are part 1 and part 2. Listen, I hope that you were encouraged. I hope that you've been challenged by these last couple of devotions. And I hope that you'll spend some time in considering what sanctification really means and how you are called to it. Tomorrow we look at the idea of our disposition and deeds. That's going to be from Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 20. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.